Report for Murder. Written by Val McDermid. Part 1. Overture. Chapter 1. Lindsay Gordon put murder to the back of her mind and settled down in the train compartment to enjoy the broken greys and greens of the Derbyshire scenery. Rather like home, she decided, except that in Scotland the greens were darker, the greys more forbidding. Although in Glasgow, where she now lived, there was hardly enough green to judge. She congratulated herself on finishing the detective novel just at the point where Manchester suburbia yielded place to this attractive landscape foreign to her. Watching it unfold gave her the first answer to the question that had been nagging her all day. What the hell was she doing here? How could a cynical, socialist, lesbian, feminist, journalist, as she mockingly described herself, be on her way to spend a weekend in a girls' public school? Of course, there were the answers she'd been able to use to friends. She'd never visited this part of England and wanted to see what it was like. She was a great believer in knowing thine enemy, so it came under the heading of opportunities not to be missed. She wanted to see Paddy Callaghan, who had been responsible for the invitation. But she remained unconvinced that she was doing the right thing. What had made her mind up was the realization that given Lindsay's current relationship with the Inland Revenue, anything that had a check as an end product couldn't be ignored. The fact that she cheerfully despised the job she was about to do was not a novel sensation. In the unreal world of popular journalism which she inhabited, she was continually faced with tasks that made her blood boil. But like other tabloid journalists who laid claim to a set of principles, she...